Welcome to First Fleet 10-4. I'm your host today, Elizabeth Windham, and I have some very special guests in here and a very special topic for us to be discussing. So we're going to talk about everything diabetes, and we actually have our new friend that Paul, one of our retention manager, actually met you on an airplane, right, Brittany?
That's right. Yeah. He did.
Brittany is a Vanderbilt researcher in the diabetes department, and we're going to get to learn a lot of information from her. And then we also have an HR member over here, Larissa. Hi, Larissa.
Good afternoon or morning, whatever time you're listening to this podcast.
Nice. Welcome. And then we also have Mr. Larry Blair out of Mooresville, North Carolina. So welcome. We really appreciate you being on here.
Thank you.
Before I get started, Larry, what do you do out in Mooresville?
I'm a fleet manager, but also still have to drive every once in a while also by moving trucks around. Or I'll have to jump into the switcher and still, move trailers around too.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're a terminal manager who also has a current up-to-date CDL and medical card then?
Yes, ma'am.
Very cool. Okay. So I guess we should get started with the basics of, we'll go to the expert here. So our topic today is diabetes. Larissa's here because she's HR and she knows all about our benefits, which is great because I certainly don't. She knows from a previous podcast, I can barely use my own benefits. And then Brittany, you are a Vanderbilt researcher in diabetes. I'm just here because I'm on the podcast and I get to be the dumb person asking questions. And then Mr. Larry, I know you have some dealings with diabetes yourself. Isn't that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a full-blown diabetic.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear this story and to hear your perspective. Let's get started. So what is diabetes, Brittany?
Okay.
What you got?
It's my turn to go.
It's your turn, yes.
So when you eat a meal,
right?
Glucose, sugar. So carbohydrates that you eat get broken down in your stomach and they go into your bloodstream. And so you have sugar, a rise in sugar in your bloodstream, or a rise of glucose in your bloodstream. So this rise in sugar in your bloodstream triggers these special cells called beta cells in your pancreas to release insulin into the bloodstream. So the issue with diabetes is that the beta cells are unable to produce enough insulin to allow sugar to be transported from the bloodstream into the cells. So glucose levels stay pretty high.
This is great. I've learned way more than I've ever known about diabetes and how it works.
Yay.
So, Larry, what about you? I know you said that you actually have diabetes and you're a trucker. I know that diabetes, Larissa, correct me if I'm wrong, is a huge problem in the trucker population. And that's something that our benefits definitely help with.
Oh, yes. We have a vast array of benefits that can help. Any of our drivers that have our benefits, of course, but especially people who need additional medical assistance or things like the testing strips or glucose monitors, the Dexcoms. So
cool. Okay. Well, Mr. Larry, what does it look like for you as a trucker dealing with diabetes? Because I know in the past that used to be like you'd lose your medical card. Is that, and I know that's not the case anymore. So what does it look like for you?
Since 2003, you could still be an insulin-dependent driver and still keep your qualifications as a truck driver.
Excellent.
But you had to go through a lot of tests and everything else. Just this year alone, they got rid of that. And as long as your glucose numbers are under 250, then it really doesn't show on the DOT physical and stuff like that. So after 250 is when your body puts it out through urine.
Ah, okay.
So if it's higher than 250, then the DOT can see it on your drug panel. And then that's when you got to get your finger sticked and everything else. So, I mean, as long as it's under 250, you're good to go. I am a full-blown diabetic. I've been a diabetic for 8 years now. I take 4 different medicines. I wear a Freestyle Libre 3, which is connected to my smartphone, and it gives me my readings every single minute.
Oh, wow. So you have a little device that goes to your smartphone, and so you see minute by minute your glucose levels in your bloodstream.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And then my doctor can actually go in and actually, I can actually link my phone to them so it can download to their site so they can actually see it also.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. So my doctor has it. I have it. And it just is monitored. Now, you have about 15% of the drivers, which is truck drivers, you have 15% which are diabetic. So that's roughly about 500,000 truckers in the United States that has diabetes.
Wow. That's quite a large percentage. And
before now, we were scared to even say anything about diabetes because we was afraid.
Sure.
Because
you didn't want to lose your CDL medical card.
Yeah, but we are more prone to have diabetes because of what we do. We drive all day. I've changed my lifestyle, got my numbers under control a whole lot better. But, I mean, I'll still be on my medicine for the rest of my life.
Yeah. So what kind of lifestyle changes did you put into place to help you get those numbers under control?
Fast food, completely gone.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
More McDonald's.
Yeah. That one's pretty much for everybody ought to do that one, to be honest. But
yeah. But if I was still in the truck, I would have more salads in the truck. I would have, you know, I don't eat breads anymore. I don't eat carbs anymore.
Sure.
Pastas, stuff like that.
So things that do quick hits and that convert to glucose in the bloodstream.
Yes.
Glucose spikes.
So,
which is always confusing because you think it says sugar, but really bread is just converted straight to sugar, right?
Yeah, it can cause
potatoes convert
high.
Straight to sugar, rice convert straight to sugar. They cause
It depends somewhat on how much fiber is in it.
Yeah, okay, but so Mr. Larry, you do a lot of low. I guess we'd call it low carb. Is that kind of the name
I
of the
eat
game?
A lot of meat. Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
If I eat a cheeseburger or whatever, it's lettuce wrap.
Okay.
It's not bread wrap.
All right. So your doctor told you to stop eating bread and go eat more steaks.
Mm. Well, no, he didn't.
Well, that's
he
a bummer.
Told
he
me
missed
to
that
get away from the bread and the pastas and stuff. So
that'd be pretty awesome though if a doctor ever did tell you that.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah.
So what are some, so you said you're on a lot of meds and you've got that cool little tool that does that Bluetooth sends the numbers straight to your phone and to your doctor. So are those some of the main tools that people use for measuring glucose or measuring?
You have you got a finger stick ordeal, which is a glucose monitor, which actually sticks your fingers. And I was sticking my fingers so many times a day that my fingers just got sore and I couldn't hardly touch anything. So, and that's why I went to the Libre 3. And I mean, I only have to stick myself one day and it lasts for 14 days.
Nice.
And it stays on your arm for 14 days and it continues to monitor it for 14 days. So no more finger pricks unless my iPhone says that, hey, you're high, then it will tell you to check it with a glucose monitor, which is a finger stick. And I check it. And if it is high, then, you know, I will take my insulin or I will, you know, go drink more water.
Sure. Okay. Does drinking water help?
Yeah. Makes you flush it out.
Because I guess if you're dehydrated, right? So it increases the volume of your blood.
Yeah. So if it's really high, right? I think Larry was talking before about if your numbers were over 250 for glucose, then they can see it in your pee.
Okay.
And so if you drink more water, then you can excrete some of that out. And there's actually medications that inhibit the transport of glucose back. And so...
So it helps you get rid of it. So it's essentially a diuretic, but for diabetics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
because I do take one pill that makes me pass it quicker.
That is fascinating. So I know that, what is this, the old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So are there things that we can do before our numbers get to that full-blown diabetic level that will help, you know, like Mr. Larry, I know you're saying you eat a lot more meat and a lot less bread and pasta and sugary, starchy foods. So are there things
that... the problem is out in the trucking world, you have to eat what is available out there.
Right. Okay.
So you have to shop around on what would be, you know, more beneficial to your health instead of, you know, okay, I'm just going to settle for a burger because that's the only thing here, which most of the truck drivers are doing that because, I mean, when you find a parking spot, you don't want to leave that truck stop.
And I know parking is a difficult struggle these days, too.
Yes, ma'am, it is. And you don't want to go and try to find another parking spot somewhere else where you can get a more buffet where you can pick and choose what you want. So there's no room out in the trucking industry right now, you know, at a Golden Corral or at a, you know, Jen's Buffet, whatever it may be, where you can go down and sit down and have a full course meal, but also make sure that it's a salad or make sure that it's something that's not pasta based or bread. You don't have that. So, I mean, the best thing for a truck driver to do is go to Walmart or Myers or wherever you're at and shop yourself and fill your refrigerator with the stuff that is not going to be, you know, in the long run, hurting you in the long run.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah. So I guess meal prepping, is that a thing that you guys do a lot of or that you do a lot of now that you've had?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. When I go to the store, I actually look at and see what I want, you know, and prep my meals for, you know, a week and say, okay, I'm going to have a chicken salad this night. I'm going to have, you know, a steak this night with no baked potato, no, you know, none of that stuff.
Gotcha. So none of the starches.
So you're going to eat totally different vegetables and stuff, you know, or, you know, you're going to change your whole plate around. And you got to really think of what you want that night.
Okay. I know that whenever I exercise, I can usually get away with eating a few extra carbs in my diet. Is that something that you have noticed in dealing with diabetes, or is that just for people that don't have full-blown metabolic dysfunction yet?
I have had 11 back surgeries, so my exercise is none. Except for walking to the car or walking here, walking there. So, I mean, but you also have, you know, a lot of truck drivers have back issues and they don't feel like getting out and walking, or they don't think, you know, we can't park a big rig at a gym.
No, you can't.
You know,
yeah.
I wish we could, but
sure.
We can't.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very limited. The only thing that you can really do out in the truck at a truck stop is walk around the truck stop. You know, some people put dumbbells in their trucks, but that's extra weight too that you got to really watch when you're driving your load.
I know that Mark McKnight had a little giveaway with some athletic bands last year, I believe, and those went fast. Those exercise bands can give you a good workout without all the extra weight of dumbbells. So
yes, that is true. So yeah, it's just. Thinking outside
it's
the box.
It's a hard life.
Larry was talking about the prevalence of diabetes in truck drivers, and it's twice as high as the normal population.
Oh, is it? So the normal is what, 7 or 8%?
So now it's like 10% actually.
Okay.
And then pre-diabetes is like 33%. So
Ooh.
One in every three people, which is it's astonishing.
Sure.
And let's see, I think there was a 2015 study for truck drivers. And at that point in time, I believe the normal working class had 7% prevalence of diabetes and the truck drivers had 14% prevalence of diabetes.
Gotcha.
So I don't know how that's changed, but it's probably like just increased since diabetes itself has increased.
I know some of our drivers are just out, are in day cabs. Some of our drivers are out one night and some of our drivers are out several nights in a week in a row. Larry, I don't know what's your location like?
I have no drivers out.
Okay.
all of my drivers they work 12-hour shifts.
Gotcha. So you got a lot of day cabs and you guys don't have to worry about the over-the-road situations as much.
Yeah, no.
So if you can plan
now,
for 12 hours.
Where I was before with Miss Kathy Ashley, up in Statesville, I was in a day, I was in a sleeper and I was out overnight every once in a while.
Gotcha. Okay. And I know we have a lot of different situations all over the country. I mean, we've got 3,000 trucks running and every location is different. And each one of our terminals is what we call them. It runs like a separate company under the big umbrella of First Fleet. And so I know that every single terminal and every single location is drastically different by what their drivers do, what they haul, the products they haul, and just what their life looks like in the truck and on the road. So what are some things that's helpful so they can meal prep, go into the store before your run so you can get some healthier foods? What are some other tools that we can do to kind of do some prevention to maintain or just maintain our glucose levels? I know, Larry, you keep mentioning bread and pasta and rice and like starchy things. And of course, sugar. You know, I'm not going to be downing 4 Mountain Dews and not expecting some sort of in glucose trouble. So, you know, I'm going to open it up to the floor of what are some other things we can do to, you know, to prevent this situation from getting out of control, to avoid hitting that 250 number.
You just got to watch what you drink, what you eat. If you're a coffee drinker, it's black coffee instead of coffee with creamer and sugar in it. You know, of course,
you lost water, me there.
Water's number one to drink, you know. But, you know, and if you can, get out and walk, you know, do exercise and stuff like that. And, you know, really get your doctor involved and have them to check your you know, make sure you're not pre-diabetic, because that's what happened with me. I was a pre-diabetic for 4 years prior, and then I came a full diabetic. So I mean, it's a lot of doctor's appointments, a lot of specialists and stuff. I mean, a lot of blood draws, and you just got to manage it. I mean, try to manage it to the best of your knowledge, but if you can't, with First Fleet, we have people that, you know, you can talk to also.
Oh, yeah. Larissa's great. I call her all the time.
About your diabetes and stuff, and they can get you into, you know, a doctor that can actually really look into it.
I don't know if they can actually refer you to doctors.
We can get you to the Blue Cross Blue Shield provider finder.
Oh, there you go. Hey, that can be helpful.
And they actually can help you. I mean, right now I'm in a diabetic care team that calls me every single week, that checks my numbers and stuff and makes sure that I'm able to get my medicine, because, you know, Ozempic went on the market for weight loss. So it's a lot harder to get Ozempic now. And we had to end up changing my medicine around just because I couldn't get it because everybody was using it for weight loss. So it hurt us. It hurt the real diabetics that used it, because, I mean, it went off the shelf.
Well,
and
I would say viral would be the word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, I mean, but they help you. So, and that's one thing with Blue Cross that, you know, they have helped. I mean, they've sent me a scale. They sent me the glucose monitor, blood pressure cuff. I mean, they sent me it all, you know, just so that I can keep up with my health.
Yeah. Because those monitoring tools are very useful.
Yeah, so, and none of it cost me anything.
Oh, excellent. There you go. Sorry, Larissa, you weren't needed.
Right,
Mr. Larry
right.
did it all for you. That's very cool. And so that's just through Blue Cross Blue Shield?
Yes.
Okay.
But then your doctor, your oncologist also, I think I said that right. I think that's who talks to me about mine. They can get you set up with a diabetic care team also.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, Atrium and all the big hospitals have all that, you know, for, you know, a care team for high blood pressure, diabetes, whatever.
Okay. So if the numbers that you were giving me earlier, 10% of the general population has full-blown diabetes and 33% are pre-diabetic, and truckers are 15%, we'll just go with that old number, diabetic. I mean, we're looking at 40 to 45% of our drivers are pre-diabetic. So that's almost half, essentially, at this point. So if half of our, you know, so we're talking 1,200 to 1,500 drivers just at First Fleet that need to be thinking about this. So if they were listening and you can say, all right, do this right now, what would be the number one tip from you, Brittany? What do you think would be the number one tip that you could give them? And then we'll go to each one of you and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. So it would probably be to try to eliminate sugars.
Eliminate sugar. Okay.
Yeah. So people are consuming,
is that
like
also
pounds.
Fake sugar? I'm so sorry. I should have asked that question.
It affects me, the fake sugar.
Yeah.
It affects me the same way that sugar affects me.
Oh,
with your glucose levels, you see the same rise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Okay. That's good to know. So you're looking at your data, Larry, and you're saying, nah, they're the same thing.
They are. Basically, it still works out the same way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, because I think they taste horrible, so I won't waste my time.
So I will say that if you do have a choice between like a Coke and a Diet Coke, and you will not budge and you will not stop drinking, then I would say, okay, maybe, you know, drink the Diet Coke instead, because it is slightly helpful. So they did a study somewhere in Europe. Don't remember exactly where they had individuals drink a whole liter of either water, soda, diet soda, and milk. And they had them do that for like 2 months, right? Water, of course, no calories. Milk actually has quite a bit of calories.
And quite a bit of sugar.
Diet soda, actually no calories. So it's zero.
So they say.
So they say, right.
Yeah.
Soda, okay, we all know like that is not great. So the weight gain that was seen, I think for the soda was like, it was like 10 kilos or 20 kilos. It was something crazy, right? For the milk, it was, they saw no change in weight.
Okay.
That's interesting. For the water, I think they lost like 5 or 10 kilos. Diet soda, they gained 2 kilos, around 4 or 5-ish, pounds.
Okay. So they didn't gain as much weight, but mm-hmm. there are some people that see the exact same
rises in glucose and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And
so we're going to throw that one out as a cautionary maybe. How about that?
Right. Like if you can avoid it, then I would definitely, you know, try to avoid it and just try to, you know, eliminate sugars from your diet as much as possible. But yeah, sugar, fiber, putting fiber in your diet.
Okay.
It's really important because actually fiber creates kind of like a wall. And so you don't absorb as much sugar.
Ah.
So that's why.
So Brittany says avoid sugar, but if you're going to eat sugar, eat fiber too.
With it. Exactly. With it. Because then you don't absorb nearly as much.
So not orange juice. Eat the whole orange.
Yes. Don't drink your sugars.
Don't drink your sugars if you can.
Do not drink your calories. Eat
them.
Good
rule
for anyone.
Because
they have that fiber. And so you're actually going to absorb a lot less, which is one of the issues with processed foods is that they take out a lot of the fiber and then they add sugar and other additives and emulsifiers.
That makes sense.
Which are, none of those are good for you. So try to eliminate sugars and processed foods.
Cool. All right. Larry, what are you thinking? What if you had one tip to give to other drivers, what's the best thing you can do today?
Well, they need to accept that they are pre-diabetic.
Ooh, accept it. Okay.
And move forward.
And work on lifestyle changes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, just like you know, don't drink your orange juice, eat your oranges. And I've cut out all orange juice, but I'll have 2 and 3 oranges a day, and it doesn't affect my sugar.
Excellent. Hey.
Yeah, that's really a nice thing about the continuous glucose monitors. You can see what specifically affects your glucose. So
yeah,
it's really important. Sleep is also important.
Ah.
So that's another big thing.
That's another thing that drivers don't get a lot of.
Yes.
Because they're on the road, usually driving late at night when there's lower traffic, trying to get to stop. So a lot of shift work can cause a lot of messed up circadian rhythms.
Yep, circadian rhythm and can mess up
and
your...
stress too.
And stress, yeah.
Stress, yeah.
I drive on the roads. People are stressful. Just trying to merge onto the interstate.
Yeah.
No one knows how to merge. It's crazy. Preaching to the choir, I know. So, okay. Wonderful. I love that. Those are some really great tips. So limit your sugar and processed foods.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you're going to eat fiber and accept the reality and move forward of being pre-diabetic. Okay. Rissa, what are some benefits that we need to know about that we can use to help with say, let's say we've got a guy that's pre-diabetic. What can they do to access benefits to get this great doctor team like Larry was talking about that he's got?
So the first thing that I would think to tell someone would be go get your annual physical. If you have our insurance, and most insurance companies are also the same way, but definitely if you don't have our insurance, check with your insurance. The preventative screenings, your annual physical, those are all like 100% covered, even if you have not met the deductible.
Excellent.
So go have them check your blood work. Let them look at it. Find out for sure, like, are you pre-diabetic? Are you already diabetic? What do you need to do to see your base levels? And then also for 2024, we are starting our new EAP, the Employee Assistance Program. So we're really excited about this one. They will be able to help find, if you need help like finding a provider, they can help you. They also have life coaching that will be available for limited quantities. If you need to help talk about diabetes, if you need nutritional assistance, they can help you find some of those providers. Of course, we have, I got to do the Virgin Pulse plug. Do your Virgin Pulse.
I love me some Virgin Pulse points.
Right? Get that insurance discount, man.
That's right. It's $780
$780 a year.
It's a great wellness discount.
It really is.
And that's just so meeting easy. Level one.
Right.
And then levels two through four, you get extra $50 to $60 for each level, something around there.
You do, yeah. And you can get gift cards.
I know. I'm so close to level four right now.
But they have specific journeys for like diabetics, pre-diabetics, things to just help you get like, it's little 10 minutes of like, here's a little like yoga sequence you can do, or here's a little article you can read. It takes 2 minutes. You can read it while you're waiting to be unloaded. They also have a whole recipe site where you can find recipes that are low sugar, low carb, high protein.
That's cool.
Gluten-free, yeah. Allergen-free, milk-free, whatever free you need it to be. They also have a lot of like articles that you can read, little blurbs. They have the daily cards that always have good information. And they have even a spot where you can take your like measurements. Of course, you can log your activities. I know Larry is very big in Virgin Pulse. He's always killing me on the step count.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Gotcha.
I've been done with mine for a while.
Oh, okay. So I'm just the slacker in the room. I got it. I see how this is. Good to know, everybody.
And then the last benefit plug I have to make, I guess I have two more. So we also have with our insurance Teladoc and Nurseline. So Teladoc is if you need a doctor, you need someone that can write you a prescription. Nurseline is if you just need help finding a provider, you want help finding test strips, glucose supplies. They're more of kind of like a triage type thing. That is free for anyone that has our insurance, whether cool. you are on the high deductible or the PPO. It's free for our employees.
Okay.
And then also, if you are enrolled in our HSA or our FSA, those can both be used for things like the test strips, any insulin you get, anything you get from the pharmacy. Amazon even has a specific area for FSA eligible items. You can get workout gear, heating pads. It's not just for straight prescriptions. It can be for over-the-counter things. I'm pretty sure you can buy some exercise bands. It is something to keep in mind for this year. And if you are on the high deductible health plan and you are not enrolled in the HSA, call me. Let us get you that okay. money. That is free money. So
we like free money.
Another plug there. But
Larissa, the only thing, I mean, I just went and got some stuff from the store over the counter. And the only thing I had to do was go to a pharmacy and it still accept my FHA card. Just over the counter. And I actually bought some bands and some other stuff for my diabetes, and it was all approved.
Yeah, yeah. Very FSAs cool. and HSAs, they really come in clutch. So take advantage of your benefits. If you have questions about what our benefits can do for you, give HR a call, give our benefit call center a call. We'll help you. We'll get it figured out for you.
Cool. Once again, you're going to have to come on again. I need a full breakdown. I need you to help me figure out what I'm doing wrong. And I need all the help I can get. I'm terrible at benefits.
I got you.
So I now know some basic steps on what to do to keep myself healthy and not diabetic. What to do after I get there, if I get there. We're working on it, everybody. And this is great. I really appreciate all of your time. So thank you all for your help, and thank you for giving us all the great information that we now know about diabetes. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you all. And as always, everybody out there, drive safe.